Now, I've just popped downstairs from my office to make a cup of coffee, and I put the radio on. Radio 2, Jeremy Vine, a programme I normally engage with, listen to, enjoy, and I feel compelled to record this just to say on how absolutely disgusted I am at Jeremy Vine and his guest's vilification of the internet. That's exactly what it seemed to me. He seemed to be just talking totally and utterly about how people on the internet are haters and that we ultimately shouldn't have free speech. The guy that was on there, I didn't know his backstory. I didn't, you know, necessarily follow his argument other than that he thinks free speech should be free, no conditions, and so on and so forth. Jeremy Vine and the woman from the Scottish Daily Mail were just bringing up case after case about how comments and hatred and horrible conversation has cropped up on the internet, and therefore we must stop this. And I'm just thinking, is there a campaign out at the moment? Is the BBC being given money to talk about how evil the internet is, so things like the Digital Economy Bill can be put in place to clamp down? We know IPs and our identities of or locations of whoever is posting anything on the internet is logged and tracked right now. You only have to Google Menwith Hill and the dictionary, the software going way back that has been archiving and logging all of our internet activity for a very long time. So why they think anybody is truly actually anonymous anyway is by the by. But if only they would spend a little bit of time actually using the internet and using places where people talk. And I'm not just talking about you post a video on YouTube and you get abuse beneath it. Block the person. Get rid of the person. Anybody that values communication on the internet will be joining the spaces where the communities are kind of looked after, where the communities, to a certain extent, self-police. Being on the internet with your avatar and your name, be it fake or real, you are creating a space and a place for yourself, so that should you want to flame or troll or shout abuse at someone, it's almost as if you are standing on a chair in the pub and doing it in front of all of the people that you normally converse with. This is how the internet is evolving. This is how applications are managing to, I guess, enable the people who are using this space to, like you would do in society, join the conversation, shout down, argue their points in a right and proper way. There shouldn't necessarily be, in the next few years, any of this hatred that Jeremy Vine and his female guest were talking about. It's ridiculous that we should just completely say the internet is evil. I've totally lost faith in Jeremy Vine's show now, and I've said his name so many times I may have accidentally advertised it, and if that's the case, then I won't listen to it again myself out of protest, because someone who I thought was an intelligent, decent journalist stroke program presenter has now made me so angry at his complete and utter ignorance. Why would you side with a part of the argument, having almost no experience whatsoever of online conversational platforms and places? If Jeremy Vine, if you post this radio program that you've just made and put it on your blog, I would have no problems at all at going into the comment and saying, you are an arse, sir. And I would back that up to the hilt with, be it my real name, my online name, whatever you want. I cannot believe that you could be so narrow-minded. You have a responsibility here as a radio presenter with a large audience to not just talk about the evils of the internet. let's see some balance here. Let's see someone who knows a little bit about what they're talking about invited on the show, or even you do a little bit of research beforehand and see what the internet is doing for communities, for the elderly, for people in difficult to reach places, for third world, for just the most lazy ass bit of radio I've heard in a long time, and I won't be listening to it again until I forget how angry I am about you, Jeremy Vine. I'm really upset. I thought you were top bloke up until about 5 minutes ago.